Yay. You know why I'm cheering, Nick?
Yeah, we made the match. We did it, Carlo. Thanks to everybody. First hour, we had a $15,000 dollar match. It means so much. I mean, we've done 3 hours of this six-hour drive, and each hour we met the match, which, you know, that means we're halfway there. We're halfway home. Because really the calculation we have made is if we make the match each hour, then we are fully funded for the next 3 months. And I can't explain all that math to you because it's math, but the people who know about these things know how that works. And I can tell you this as well. There's people who are listening to this as I'm speaking, but not as I'm speaking. They're listening 8 hours later because they get the podcast and they listen in the Philippines or Australia, or they listen in Africa somewhere, and or they listen in the U.S. and then maybe they work third shift or something. And those folks will support us over the night. And if you're listening and that's what you're about to do, thank you so much and God bless you. So that over the night, the fundraising continues. And so by just the way it works out, if we meet these hourly matches, then with all the other donations that come in from people listening to the podcast or the various other ways that people hear this program, then we're fine. We're fully funded. So it really feels good to be halfway through. And we have met our match each time, and now we've got a huge match this hour, which is good news, but also nerve-wracking.
Yes, and that match is $20,000. Yeah. And you know this is a manifestation, Cy, of like everything in life. Once you achieve one goal, there's always more to achieve.
Right? Yeah, so we got to raise $20,000 this hour.
That's right. This is a good goal that we want to pursue and try and achieve. And listeners out there, brothers and sisters, we need your help to make this, to meet this match of $20,000. Anything that you give us, large or small, will be doubled. Jesus is going to multiply your money. Of course, he's going to do it through a generous donor, and we're grateful for that generous donor. But Jesus wants you to become a member of our Catholic Answers team to fulfill the mission of evangelization, and you can do that at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. You might not be called to be a professional theologian, philosopher, or an apologist and work here at Catholic Answers full-time studying theology and philosophy all day, but you can write a check. You can punch in those credit card numbers or just call and give the credit card numbers to our staff members here, or you can just go online and do it yourself at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Become a member and a partner of our team here at Catholic Answers and help us to continue to do the good work that we are doing by God's grace, bearing fruits as we just read a couple of testimonies in the last hour of the conversions that take place. You can contribute to that. You can be a cause of those fruits. Remember, St. Paul teaches us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, St. Paul says, I planted, Apollos watered, God gave the growth. Listen to those words, my friends. We are called by God to cooperate with him in bringing about the growth of grace within people's hearts and conversions to the truth. We have to plant. We have to water, and it is our role to do that, and you can help us do that, friends, by calling 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Help us meet that match this hour.
888-291-8000. We're going to continue to do our regular job. Carlo's going to be answering questions from folks, Catholic and non-Catholic alike, who would like to know why Catholics believe particular things. It's the whys of Catholic beliefs this hour. If you have a Catholic belief, you've always wondered why? Why? Even if you're Catholic, maybe you've always thought, well, why? Why do we believe that? For every single one of them, there are answers. And we'd be happy to do our very best to get those answers to you. Right now I'm looking at more than half the phone lines and there's a bunch of staff in here today. So more than half the phone line. It just went down to about half. 888-291-8000. Please help us use up every dollar of the $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. If we can really push here early in the hour, that'll go a long way. Because yesterday we really, really, really needed to finish extraordinarily strong, and folks came through. I'm so grateful for that. Amen. But it would be really nice to avoid that heart attack today. So if you're thinking about it, 888-291-8000.
We might have the money to continue, but if we're not here due to the heart attack, right. We can't do anything.
Yeah, I look like a walking heart attack. Just look at me, Carlo. I can't take this. 888-291-8000. Let's go to Matt in Toledo, Ohio. Hey, Matt, your question for Carlo.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
Thank you for taking some time out from telling people that God wants them to donate money tonight to actually answer some questions. my question for you is...
And we're happy to do it, man.
Why do you... Yeah. Thank you. Why do you believe the Bible is true? And I'd like for you to answer that without appealing to the Bible.
Well... I would concede your condition if you're saying we can't appeal to the Bible as the inspired word of God. We would agree with you on that because that would be circular reasoning. If your question, why do I believe the Bible is true, it kind of depends on what that question means. If you're asking me, why do I believe it's the inspired word of God, as God's the primary author, that's one question. If you're asking, why do I believe the Bible is true in the sense that it's historically true, like it's historically reliable, well, then that's another question. So if it's the latter question, why do I believe it's historically reliable? Well, there are several reasons. One that we could talk about with more time would be the fact that, you know, some of the gospel writers were eyewitnesses. Two of the four were eyewitnesses of the events of Jesus's life. Two of the other two were close associates to eyewitnesses. We know historically they wrote within living memory of the events. Anywheres from, you know, Paul's epistles are dating about AD 50 to 51. The gospels are dating within or right at 30 years after the events of Jesus's life. So they were able to write reliable history. We know they intended to write reliable history and not legend or fiction or myth because they're giving us details within their narratives of Jesus's life that involves things that are subject to historical verification, giving us time periods, giving us high-ranking officials among the Jewish people in the first century. And we know that they did write reliable history, given what we call the historical graphical criteria, certain criteria that historians use in order to determine the historical probability of certain sayings and events recorded in those documents, as well as the archaeological evidence. And even... Matt, even we have non-Christian sources, such as the Jewish historian Flavius Josephus writing in the late 1st century AD 90, and the Roman historian Cornelius Tacitus writing in the very early 2nd century, who both confirm many details that we find in the New Testament, in the gospel narratives of Jesus Christ. So we actually do have extra biblical corroboration of what these early Christians are teaching us. And when I look at those historical documents, when I look at these documents, Matt, as history, not looking at them as inspired, looking at them as legitimate historical documents, what we find is that Jesus claimed to be God. He vindicated those claims to be God and rising from the dead, thus verifying the authority he had from the Father. He established a church, which we know historically today as the Catholic Church, invested that church with a certain authority to speak on his behalf. And Matt, it's that church that speaks with the authority, that historical church, the Catholic Church, that speaks with the authority of the historical God-man, Jesus, who tells us that these historical documents are in fact inspired by God, that is, those documents contained in the Christian Bible, and other documents that are not in our Bible are not inspired. And so it's ultimately concerning the question of whether we know they're inspired. It ultimately boils down to relying on the authority of this historical church established by Jesus Christ.
Matt, normally what we would do here is go back and have a conversation with you, but because of our fundraising efforts, which I thank you for your taking note of them, we can't do that. But you sound like exactly the kind of person that Carlo loves to have a conversation with. So maybe you can check our schedule, see when Carlo's on again, and call, or any Tuesday or Thursday, it's an open forum here, which you can just call and ask anything you want.
And they won't be asking for money then.
And no, we won't. Well, from you, Matt, we might. But no, we won't be fundraising then. Let me do a little quick fundraising right now. 888-291-8000, the number. Only one line occupied. That means every other line open, every other person in the building waiting for a call right now. And we have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. A donor has agreed to give us $1 for every dollar pledged up to $20,000. If you can make that $18 a month pledge right now, the entire year's worth of pledges is matched immediately for us. So we not only get your gift, but we get that additional gift that doubles the entire year. 888-291-8000 is that number. 888-291-8000. I can tell you right now, I already know it. We're going to need some larger gifts this hour as well to make that match. So if you are one of those people who can make the $500 one-time gift, the $1,000 one-time gift. If you are a very, very blessed person and you can make that $2,500 or $5,000 one-time gift, now's the time to call. We need your help. We have made our match each hour. We need to make it for the next 3 hours in order to be fully funded for the next 3 months. And I'm not seeing the phone lines full up, so I'm going to fill up. So I'm going to keep giving the number for a second here. 888-291-8000. Every dollar matters. If you can make a pledge, if all you can give is $1, please give $1. It's $2 for us, by the way, because it'll get matched. And by the way, I want you to know that everybody who makes a pledge of any amount is going to get a free copy of Patrick Madrid's talk that he gave on our 2017 tour of the St. Lawrence River when we were up there in the realm of the Jesuit martyrs. He gave a magnificent 45-minute talk called A Faith Worth Dying For, The Jesuit Martyrs of North America. We're going to give you that talk for free for any donation at all. Everybody who gives, whether they give a dollar or $10,000, is going to get Patrick Madrid's A Faith Worth Dying For, The Jesuit Martyrs of North America. Three lines full now. Let's fill those up. We got about 10 more available at least. 888-291-8000 in the studio with us now. El Jefe himself, the president of Catholic Answers, Chris Check. Hi, Chris.
Si, you know, every year there's this gentleman up in Wisconsin. He's this loveliest man. He was brought into the Catholic faith by Catholic Answers. He tells a story. Every year he puts up a large part of this challenge that we have for for our fall fundraiser. Yeah, he lives outside of Milwaukee, and he's a delightful guy. He wouldn't want me to say his name on the air, but he's so generous, and he puts this challenge up. So, folks, every dollar that you pledge, whether it's one or a thousand, or if you can do 5,000, he's going to meet it. He will match that gift because he loves the show that much. I want to tell you, Si, I just got off the phone with two people. One is a guy named Mike in Missouri. He's driving his car. He lives in the northern part of Missouri. He's like equidistant north from St. Louis and Kansas City and almost to the Iowa border. He's driving in his car. He says, I've been listening to you for about 3 weeks. And he called and he gave me $1,000.
Holy smokes.
Said,
fantastic.
I've been listening to you for about 3 weeks.
Thank you, Mike.
He said,
call every 3 weeks, Mike.
He said, I was listening to Christian music, and I like the Christian music station, but then I realized I needed to learn about my Catholic faith.
Wow.
And there was a sign outside of my parish, and it's a Catholic radio, whatever the signal was. And so now he's listening. He says, I'm constantly listening to your show. I've been listening for 3 weeks, and here's $1,000. And then I got another call from a woman named Jill in Virginia, and she said, you can say my last name on the air, but I'm not going to. She says, she lives.
Is it Smith?
No, it is.
Is it Jones?
No.
Is it Johnson?
Keep going. Yeah. No, but she's so sweet. She actually called and made a gift yesterday, and she's calling to give again today.
I want everyone
who gave a gift yesterday to call and repeat your gift today and follow Jill's example.
That seems reasonable.
But Si, exact same story that we hear all the time. My husband and I came into church because of Catholic Answers. Oh. She said, I was a nihilist. That's how she described herself. I was a nihilist.
Nothing matters.
Yep.
That's what that means. Nothing matters.
And Catholic Answers Live brought me in. So my friends, here's the deal. We are touching the lives of so many people. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people get Catholic Answers Live. I know that when Si and Carlo and I were in Australia in October, people came up to us and said, I listen to you on Catholic.com.
Right.
I download the show so that I can listen to you while I'm driving. People in Australia said this to us.
Okay. I just got a phone call tonight from Japan.
Yeah, right. A woman from Japan.
So
right.
All over the world, my friends, if you are supporting the show all over the world, this is what you're doing. You are bringing people into the Catholic Church.
Praise God.
Now, if you pay $100 to do that or $1,000 to do that, frankly, if you write me a check for $10,000 and that brings someone into the Catholic Church, that is a bargain.
That's a deal.
That is a bargain, okay? So set a soul on the road to glory, my friends, and help us bring people into the Catholic Church. I think in the hour that we've been on the air, Si, we've taken about 150, 160 phone calls.
Yeah, now, that's about right.
Praise God for all the people who have done that.
Thank you.
But there are hundreds of thousands of people who listen to this show every day, mm-hmm. and they have not called to make a pledge. So my friends, a little Catholic guilt here. Okay, can I say that on the air?
Yes, I think you can.
Is that all right? Listen, have you benefited from this show? I know you have. And here's something else that you know is true. Other people are benefiting from this show.
Amen.
And maybe you're never going to be Carlo Broussard. In fact, I assure you, a lot of you are not going to be Carlo.
I'm never going to be Carlo.
I don't want to be Carlo Broussard.
I sit and listen to this guy, and I'm just like, my jaw drops every time he answers a question. But do you know why he's so good? Because he's at his desk studying, and we're able to have four of the top five apologists, or six or seven in the United States, working here full time. And that costs money to do. But it's one of the reasons this show is as good as it is.
Right.
And it's because we've got assistant producer Marie out there and Nick Chamberlain, engineer, and Thomas Graff on video, and all those people. This is why the show is as good as it is, because we have, and the host. Did I mention the host?
888-291-8000. Go ahead.
888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. So folks, the show is expensive to produce, and that is, but it's the best show in Catholic radio, and it is, can I say that? Am I allowed to say that on the air? Well, can I say that, Si?
I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
I'm just remaining quiet. There's lots of good shows in Catholic
radio. There are many good
shows.
That's
all I'm saying.
And we need your help to keep it alive. So keep it running. And help us out, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
The best president of any Catholic apostolate in the world.
Amen to that. I affirm that 100%.
Yeah. See, we could say that.
And I mean it too, boss.
Yeah.
888-291-8000. Help us out. Light up these phones.
888-291-8000, the number. We're going to go back to let Carlo answer some questions. But we've got a few lines open, about four or five lines open right now. We have a $20,000 match. That means we need lots and lots of help this hour. I have to say, on a positive note, I feel like people have been extremely generous with us over the last day and a half of this. We're well over halfway through so far, and we're meeting our goals. I feel like we're going to do it this hour. We do need people to pick up the phone and call in order to make that happen.
We still have a few lines open.
Yep. 888. Look at that. Look, do you see what happened when you said we have a few lines open?
They filled up.
They filled up.
Thank you for calling.
God bless you.
Man, the boss did a good job here, right?
I guess he did. Yeah. He made me feel guilty. CatholicAnswersRadio.com as well. Leave a little message. I'll try to read some of those messages on the air. They're fun little messages to get, and some of them are quite serious. But I'd love to read some more. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all goes into the same pot to meet that match. It's a $20,000 match, dollar for dollar. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Carlo Broussard, our guest. Next up on the phone, Jim in Indiana, listening on WHOJ. Jim, your question for Carlo.
Yes, I've been a Eucharistic minister for many, many years, and the calling came to me because there were so few, and I said, sure, I'll do that. But there was no training or anything like that. And then recently on Catholic radio, I've heard that I need to be deputed, was the term. And also that I cannot bless people who come that are not baptized and gone through First Communion.
Okay.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you. And so you're wondering if that is true, correct?
Yes, I guess I didn't phrase it correctly, but yes.
Yeah, okay. So, first of all, just for a point of clarification for our listeners out there, Jim, and maybe perhaps you're aware of this and maybe you just misspoke, but the correct terminology, just for our listeners' sake out there, is for those who distribute Holy Communion other than bishop, priest, or deacon are called extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. Okay, so that's just a little terminological distinction there. That's important because the label or the title of Eucharistic minister applies to bishop and priest who have the power to confect the Eucharist, that is to change bread and wine into Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity, okay? So just a little point of clarification there. Concerning the latter part of your question about you giving blessings to those who come up, that's something that we want to avoid. Precisely because, you don't have any sort of authority over those individuals who are coming up to you in order for you to bless them. That would be one way of looking at it. Like, for example, you can do that with your children as head of the household and minister blessings and make the sign of the cross over their foreheads and stuff. But for those who are coming up to you in Holy Communion, you don't have that faculty, right? That authority to do that. And then secondly, too, at times, it could possibly lead people to a state of confusion to begin blurring the lines between the ordained clergy and the laity. And so these are a couple of reasons why we would want to avoid administering blessings when we're distributing Holy Communion as an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion. Concerning the first part of your question of being deputed or being
deputized.
From my understanding, now, Jim, I'm going to preface this remark by saying I'm not a canon lawyer, right? So, but it's my understanding that a priest has the authority to give you permission on condition that there is a need for extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. And the church gives that discretion to the priest, right? The priest is at his discretion, can determine if he needs those extraordinary ministers. Now, granted, Catholics can go back and forth about whether or not it's, the conditions actually met, but that will set that aside. But the priest at his discretion can determine if there is a need. And if there is a need, then it's my understanding that he has the authority to deputize you, right? To give you permission to administer Holy Communion. And so I would think that in your case, it's unfortunate that you didn't receive any training, Jim. I would highly encourage our priests out there to give instructions for extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. But in as much as he is allowing you to distribute Holy Communion, that implies his permission. So he's within his prerogative as priest, as pastor, to give you that permission to distribute Holy Communion. And we thank you, Jim. We thank you for participating and being active in the church and meeting the needs that are present within your parish.
Jim, thanks very, very much for the call. I hope that it was helpful to you. Carlo Broussard is our guest. Why do we believe the things we believe is our topic today. That is, why the whys of Catholic belief. If there's something that Catholics believe or that you understand Catholics to believe that you would like some clarity on, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884. And we'll continue right up to the top of the hour answering your questions, 888-318-7884. I want to go back to the other phone line, however, and I want to encourage you to make a donation if you are so inclined, so that we can use up fully this $20,000 match. I didn't know about the person who gave the match. That was a lovely thing that that Chris Check told us about someone who was brought into the church by the ministrations of folks here at Catholic Answers, probably long before you and I got here, Carlo. But so many good people have sat in front of these microphones.
Amen.
And we're just here
standing upon the shoulders of giants, my friend.
Indeed, some real giants here.
And giants out there who contribute and who have been contributing financially all these years and allowing us to keep the lights on, as the boss was saying, as Chris Check was saying earlier, that we can actually sit at our desk and write articles and write books and do research in order to help others come to know the truth of God's revelation as given to us by Holy Mother Church. But all of you out there who have financially supported us in the past and today who are financially supporting us, and those of you out there who the Holy Spirit is prompting and nudging right now, and that inner voice and saying, should I call? Yes, you should call. and contribute and help us out so that we can continue to do the ministry that we're doing, because we cannot do it without you. We need your help. In the spirit of St. Francis, we're begging. We're begging you, because listen, Jesus ain't appearing to you right now, I assume, and saying, call Catholic Answers and give them a financial donation. So I'm going to make a judgment here that Jesus wants us to use our own canoggins here and our own voices and our own hearts, right? And bleed it out before you and say, give us a jingle, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and help us out. Because you know, Cy, Pope St. Paul VI, in his apostolic exhortation, Evangelii Nuntiandi, he gave us some instructions on evangelization, saying how we have to enter into the very strata and concrete milieu and convert people's consciences from within, and that's what we do here with Catholic Answers Live.
We're grateful for the part that you play in that as well. This is a worldwide effort, people from all around the world offering us their prayers and their financial help right now. We really appreciate you helping us use up this match, 888-291-8000, $20,000 on the line. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders. There are a lot of misconceptions about the Catholic faith. We clear them up on Call to Communion, tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host, in studio with Carlo Broussard, one of the great apologists in the world and a good friend. And you should have him come speak at your parish or your event, or you should get his books and all that. But we got him here for free today. Well, I say for free, but I'm about to ask you for money. But if you have a question about why Catholics believe any particular belief that Catholics believe, this is the hour for you. We're going to continue to keep answering questions right up to the top of the hour. Why do we believe that the Pope is Christ's vicar on earth? Why do we believe in holy orders? Why do we believe in transubstantiation or the Trinity or the Bible or any of it? 888-318-7884 is the number for you to call. 888-318-7884. Once again, we have a very generous donor who has given us a deal. If we can raise $20,000 this hour, he or she will match every dollar of that. So whether you can make a gift of $1,000 or a dollar, It's all going to get matched up to $20,000. The number to call for that is 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. And if I may, I know that you can find around the radio dial, on the television dial, on the internet, you can find angry people. You can find lots of confusion. You can frankly find every kind of despair and depravity. But if you want joyful, hopeful, and I mean hopeful in the sense of the virtue of hope given to us by the Holy Spirit and through Christ, by Christ himself, if you want a charitable response to the difficulties of the modern world, you're going to have to look far and wide, frankly. And we don't want people to have to look and look in vain. We want to be a place where they can find that. I have to tell you, honestly, I've faced some temptations myself in recent months because there's a lot of angry voices out there. And then people who say to us here at Catholic Answers, why aren't you more angry? Why aren't you more... why aren't you on this controversy or that controversy and all that? And it does become tempting sometimes to just silence those critics by being that. And there's a lot of good people here who just, you know, flick me in the head and say, knock it off. You know, that's not what we do, that we answer questions about the Catholic faith. That's all we do. We just answer questions about the Catholic faith. But doing that, it turns out, brings tremendous hope and light and joy to the world, not because we're so great, but because it's so great. The truth about Christ and his church is that great. And so we want this to be there for when the person maybe is tired of being angry, or maybe is tired of 1,000 different theories and opinions, mm-hmm. or maybe is tired of being, you know, morally self-righteous and just wants to know, what does God want for me? What does God want for the world? Where is God in all of this? We want to be there. And frankly, you make that possible. You have made that possible for more than 20 years now. For more than 20 years, you've made that possible. And we need your help right now. We want to be fully funded for the next 3 months. We don't have a stack of money in the bank. We have never gotten that way. As an apostolate, we've never had a stack of money in the bank. And so we have to come to people and ask them for their support. We have this match this hour of $20,000. And so I come to you hat in hand. Please, will you help us meet that match this hour? 888-291-8000 is the number to call. More than half the lines are open right now. 888-291-8000. Or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It just can't all be anger, confusion, despair, and fighting. At some point, there's got to be some media there for people that is just simply the Lord loves you, and here's the million ways that he loves you, and all of them are true, and you can find all of them in his church, the Catholic Church, and he wants to rain down his graces on you through the sacraments and through the communal prayers of the church, the liturgies of the church, the social teaching of the church. He wants to rain it down on this world. He does not want it restrained anymore. Let's let it loose. Please, 888-291-8000.
Preach it, brother. Preach it.
Thank you, Carl.
No, Cy, that was a beautiful message. You know, my friends, St. Paul writes in Colossians 3:2, set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. And that is exactly what Cy was just talking about. Please help us, help people within our culture, people within our church, to set their minds on the things that are above, the heavenly gifts that Jesus has given to us in the Catholic Church, and to not be distracted and be absorbed in the things that are on earth, namely the human dimension of the church and the various ways in which our shepherds fall short in shepherding us. Please help us financially at 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and you can join us in the mission of serving others with a cheerful heart. You know, St. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7, excuse me, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, God loves a cheerful giver. That not only applies to you, the giver, to us, but it also applies to us as givers of the truth, that we need to be cheerful givers of the truth, and that we can only do that, friends, with your financial support. Once again, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Or go safe and secure, to quote Cy, at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
CatholicAnswersRadio.com. $9,000 to go in the next 24 minutes. I'm just giving you the information. That's where we are. $9,000 to go in the next 24 minutes. Let's go to Teresa in Salem, Wisconsin, listening on 88.5 FM. Teresa, delighted to have you with us. Your question for Carlo.
Hi. My question is a lay baptism as valid as a baptism performed in church by a priest?
The short answer is yes. Assuming that what you mean by lay baptism, just for clarification's sake for our listeners, is that a baptism that's being administered by a lay person, okay? So if the question, Teresa, is about validity, is it a valid baptism, on condition that proper form is being used, Trinitarian formula, and water is being used, and the person's intending to do what the church does, it's not like a mock baptism or something, then yes, it would be valid. But then, and we know that the church has definitively taught that in the Fourth Lateran, the Fourth Lateran Council in the 13th century in 1215, has taught that baptism can be validly administered by a lay person, okay? But the next question is whether or not it's licit. And we have to be very careful about this, Teresa, because just because a baptism would be valid in being administered by a layperson, that doesn't mean we can just go around baptizing grandchildren that whose parents won't baptize them, okay? In ordinary circumstances, the ordinary minister of baptism is bishop, priest, deacon, okay? Our role as lay people in administering baptism only comes about whenever we're in extraordinary circumstances. And the common example or scenario that's given, Teresa, is if someone is in danger of death and they're requesting from you, hey, baptize me. That's a situation where we as lay people can baptize licitly, like morally speaking, like the church is going to say, yeah, go ahead, baptize. And we baptize, and that's going to be a valid baptism, okay? So with regard to the question of validity, yes, it's valid if a layperson baptizes. But that doesn't necessarily mean that a layperson has the church's permission to go around performing baptisms in ordinary circumstances. That's reserved for the bishop, the priest, and or the deacon.
Thanks, Teresa. Hope that that was, excuse me, Therese. I hope that that was helpful to you. Again, the number to support Catholic Answers, and I thank you. The phone's filled up there for a little bit. We're about half full now. As I'll remind you, everybody that picks up the phone here is an employee here at Catholic Answers. They've all just got their phones set to ring when you call today. So when you call, you're going to get somebody here. Say hello. Share your story if you like. They do share those stories with us. After we're done for the evening here, we usually kind of congregate in the hall and people tell about the people that they talked with and that kind of thing. And we'd love to hear the stories. Or if you'd like them to share your story with Carlo or me or anybody else, you can do that. But if you want to get through it quickly, you can get through it quickly too. 888-291-8000. Just tell them, hey, I only got a minute. And they'll get you through in a minute. It takes about the same amount of time, maybe a minute and a half at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We have a $20,000 match this hour. The last I looked, we were $9,000 away, but that was a few minutes ago. So we're getting closer. I have a good faith. I believe we can do this. You've been so generous with us thus far. It's a long way to go, but it's not impossible. It's certainly not impossible. Nothing's impossible when God's involved. But God's got a lot of good friends as well. And you've been calling and we appreciate it. And we just need your help in these last 20 minutes, 888-291-8000. Before I go to a call here for Carlo, I'll just make this quick pitch. If you are one of those folks who can make that $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, maybe even $5,000 donation, we have the matching money right up to the top of the hour and we could use your help now. 888-291-8000. If you want to give that kind of money and you'd like us to use it as a match tomorrow, we do have two more hours of this pledge drive tomorrow. Just call that number, 888-291-8000, and ask for Chris Check or Phil, I guess, Phil Lenahan. Either one of them can help you do that. Chris Check or Phil Lenahan, 888-291-8000. Let's go to Will in Auburn, Alabama. Will, your question for Carlo.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I've recently been talking to a significant other that identifies as a Baptist about baptism, and they make specific claims that it's just a symbol and that you have to believe to be baptized.
Right.
And I've watched and read all of the Catholic Answer sources on this topic, but I have trouble countering specific scripture. And they use verses like Acts 8:38, where Philip tells the eunuch that he has to believe to be baptized.
Sure.
So my question is, how do I answer to that specific scripture? And what is more biblical evidence for infant baptism? Because, you know, like when talking with a Protestant, they don't really accept historical evidence.
Yeah. Okay, so concerning Acts 8 and the eunuch, when they went into the water, he had to he was believing, they went down into the water, they came out, he was baptized. Yeah, he made an act of faith because we believe as Catholics, that coheres with what we profess as Catholics, that for those who are at the age of reason, the act of faith is necessary in order to come to the waters of baptism. We affirm what Jesus says in Mark chapter 16, verse 16. That it's a matter of that we must believe and be baptized in order to be saved, right? And so belief is necessary, faith is necessary. But we have to remember something, Will, that belief can be, or faith can be substituted for the individual on behalf of others who bring an infant or a child to the blessings and to receive the blessings of the new covenant. It's all based on what the Bible teaches us about baptism itself, Will. So if we look to Jesus in the born again discourse in John chapter 3, verses 3 through 5, he teaches us that we must be born again of water and spirit in order to enter into heaven. Well, that implies, Will, that there's some new life that we need to be given through a second birth from above that we did not receive in our first birth, our natural birth. And that applies to all of us, old and young, right? So if we come into this world, if we're conceived, if we come into existence, naturally speaking, without this new life that is needed to exist in the kingdom of heaven, which we receive through being born again of the water and the spirit, well, then that means infants don't have this life necessary to exist in the kingdom of heaven. And so consequently, knowing that to be born again of water and spirit equals baptism, it naturally follows that we're going to baptize infants. And this is what we see the early Christians doing as early as, you know, the very early of the second century. And then going on, I mean, Irenaeus in AD 80, that's later second century. He's talking about baptism being a rebirth, but specifically for infants. Now, as far as the biblical evidence for this, Will, I think a couple of texts that you can appeal to is Acts 2, 38 through 39 on Peter's sermon, first sermon on the day of Pentecost. He says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins." And he says, "For the promise is to you and to your children." Notice that the promise is for the children as well. And this matches right up with the old covenant, Will, where children were able to become members of God's covenantal family. The promises of God's for God's people apply to the children as well, as long as they were members of that covenantal family. So to say that infants can't become members of the covenantal family of God through baptism would mean that the new covenant is inferior to the old. And the clincher, I think, Will, the key text is Colossians chapter 2, verses 11 through 12, where St. Paul teaches us that there is a circumcision of Christ. It's not a circumcision of the flesh. So he's contrasting it to the circumcision in the old covenant, which was the sign of membership for the males in the covenantal family of God. Paul says there is a circumcision of Christ. And what is that circumcision of Christ? Will, St. Paul teaches us there in that passage that it's baptism. So Paul and the early Christians recognized baptism to be the entry gate, the entryway, right? The way by which we enter into the new covenantal family of God. And so consequently, that is applied to infants as well. So it's all, and concerning the faith being necessary, as St. Thomas Aquinas would teach and the tradition teaches, it's the faith of the church, the faith of the parents that take the place of the infant, just like the faith of the family members took the place of infants being incorporated into the God's family in the old covenant, so too in the new. And when that infant comes to the age of reason, of course, they're going to have to make an act of faith to agree to that which was given to him, to continue to live in it, to preserve it, and to grow in it, right? But initially, the faith of the parents and the faith of the church suffices. And this is a biblical principle. Jesus is healing people all over the place in the New Testament based on the faith of others. And so this is something that's a bit of a mystery in God's plan of salvation, how God will bestow blessings upon others based upon the faith and the request of other people.
Thank you very, very much, Will. I hope that that's helpful to you, and I hope you will call again if you need more help with this conversation. Respectful, loving dialogue you're having with a significant other who is a Baptist. We're always happy to help you with that conversation. Again, we have $20,000, a dollar-for-dollar match this hour. We're now in the last few minutes of the program, and when we're done today, we've only got 1 day left of this pledge drive, and then, God willing, we'll be fully funded for the next 3 months. You've been very generous, but I got to tell you right now, every single line except one is open right now, and we still have thousands of dollars to go in the next few minutes. This is pretty much exactly where Tim and I were at the end yesterday, so I feel confident because people really came through for us, but we need you to dial 888-291-8000. Help us use up the entirety of that $20,000 match, 888-291-8000. It also goes directly to the match if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Friends, if you're listening right now, I assume that you're enjoying what you're hearing, that you want to listen to what we're giving you here at Catholic Answers and in Catholic Answers Live. Let me ask you something, my friends. Do you want what we're giving here tonight to be given to people in Japan? Do you want people in Australia to hear what we're proclaiming here through Catholic Answers Live? Do you want your family members and friends here in the U.S. to hear what we're offering, the truth of God's revelation here at Catholic Answers, and maybe to continue to hear? Do you want to continue to hear what we're offering here at Catholic Answers on Catholic Answers Live? If so, my friends, then you need to help us out. Financially, you need to call 888-291-8000 and make a financial donation so that we can continue to fulfill the great commission of our Lord and make disciples of all nations. And Cy, that's literally what we're doing here at Catholic Answers, especially through the radio program and reaching people all over the world. We just came back from Australia. People in Australia, Chris Check was talking about it earlier, expressing how much they love Catholic Answers, how much they listen to the radio show. We got a call from a lady in Japan tonight. And so this is across the world where the message that we're giving, as we talked about earlier, that cheerful and joyful good news of Jesus Christ and the founding of his Catholic Church and the sacraments and the teaching of the church that we have. And we're offering that to others. And we want you, my friends, to join us in that effort to help us fulfill that mission of evangelization. 888-291-8000 or at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. If I may encourage folks who can make those recurring pledges right now, I asked a little earlier if there were folks who could make large one-time gifts, maybe one, maybe two, I don't know, maybe 5,000. You would help us use up that that match. We need your help. 888-291-8000. But I'll tell you what, it wouldn't take very many $18 a month pledges to help us get there either. And we know that hundreds of thousands of people are listening. If you can give at that $18 a month level, that's $216 at the end of the year. That's a lot. A $216 gift to us for 1 year is a lot. But guess what? It's all being matched right now. So that's going to get doubled doubled to $432. So if you can pledge $18 a month right now, $432 comes to us. And the match comes today. It doesn't come, you know, at the end of the year. It comes today. We get the match money. So if you can make that pledge, we can also send you two fine books that have been shared with us by Sophia Institute Press. Ask Peter Kraft, the 100 most interesting questions he's ever been asked. If you don't know Dr. Peter Kraft, you'll be delighted to get into one of the most interesting minds in the world. I don't know how else to put it. One of the most interesting minds in the world. We'll also be able to send you Scripture Wars, How Justin Martyr Rescued the Old Testament for Christians from the wonderful Rod Bennett. You'll read the story of how the Christian church, which is called Catholic, decided that the Hebrew Scriptures were part of the Bible. They were to be respected, but also they were not to be the commandments given there of the old law were not binding. This is some very kind of subtle theological waters that the church had to navigate in its early years to keep the fullness of the Jewish scriptures, but not to require people maintain the Jewish dietary laws, for example, that kind of thing. Which, of course, it's Jesus himself who instructed the church in that, but it takes a long time for the church to figure out how to implement what Jesus says. So you'll love that book, The Scripture Wars. Could we get a bunch of folks on the line right now with that $18 a month pledge? It makes all the difference in the world. Four lines open right now.
Thank you.
888-291-8000. Those $18 a month pledges are going to get us there, I think, if we just get enough right now. 888-291-8000.
And we only have like 4 minutes left, so they need to pick up that phone right now, right?
Well,
Something like that?
I got to tell you, we'll keep answering the phones as long as they're ringing.
Okay.
So we'll go to the top of the hour. We'll go beyond the top of the hour. I know that even 20 minutes after the show yesterday, we were taking some calls. So.
Okay, we still want you to call 888-291-8000. Let's go. Give us a jingle.
What if you're a person who can make a $45 a month pledge? We'll give you those two books, but we'll also add Catholicism, The Pivotal Players from Bishop Robert Barron. This is a whole series that he's done, and we've got the four DVD set on Fulton, Jay Sheen, and Flannery O'Connor. Man, two just magnificent American Catholics. You're going to love what Bishop Barron does. You know, he always does such great work, but it also comes with a little bonus, some Life is Worth Living episodes from Bishop Sheen himself. That's at the $45 a month level pledge. Can you pledge $45 a month right now? Because every dollar of it gets matched immediately to us, immediately. The number, 888-291-8000. We are in striking distance. We are, maybe 3,500, maybe 4,000 away from reaching that goal. And we got, you know, we're on the air with you for another couple minutes, and then we'll stay around to take some calls. So I think we can do it. Please help. 888-291-8000.
And any donation that they give, they get a free talk by Patrick Madrid.
Oh,
correct?
Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, free talk to everybody who, whether you pledge a dollar or $10,000, everybody's getting a faith worth dying for, the Jesuit Martyrs of North America. If you don't know about the Jesuit Martyrs of North America, you're missing really one of the great stories of courage, and far more than courage, of charity, of charitable giving, laying down their lives for love of their neighbor. It's one of the great stories in the history of the world. A Faith Worth Dying For, the Jesuit Martyrs of North America. It's from Patrick Madrid. It's 45 minutes long. We're going to send it to anybody who calls. Anybody who calls and makes a pledge of any amount at all. Again, the number is 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That's mobile friendly, so if you want to do it from a mobile phone, you can get it all done in just a few minutes. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I'm going to gather up some of the comments that people leave when they make their pledge at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and I'll share them with you tomorrow, because I was really... I found them not only fun and funny, like a lot of really fun and funny comments, but a lot of really powerful stories. So
yes.
whatever comment you want to leave when you make your pledge at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, I'm looking forward to reading them tonight. Or make that call, 888-291-8000.
Real quick, Si, in the last few minutes, a few months back, a couple came into the offices here, to the office at Catholic Answers, thanking us because a year before, the gentleman got into a rental car. This radio station happened to be on the program with Catholic Answers Live on. He heard us talk about the intercession of the saints in the Bible, went home, shared it with his wife. They became Catholic the next year, this past Easter Vigil.
Hey, if you're listening later by delay, because this is a podcast, you just go to the same spot, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and make your pledge. That will work anywhere in the world. Well, yeah, I think anywhere in the world. Maybe not Ukraine, but everywhere else. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Lines are one line open right now, but the lines will be coming open over the course of the next 10 or 15 minutes. Would you please call with your pledge? I really believe we're going to do it. I think we're going to make the $20,000 match. I think we're going to get there. Please call 888-291-8000. Make that monthly pledge of $18 a month and get the books, or make that monthly pledge of $45 a month and get the books and the DVDs. Everybody gets the talk from Patrick Madrid. 888-291-8000. We'll see you tomorrow on Catholic Answers Live.